Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We've got Steve Wyche, NFL Network analyst, co-host of the Huddle and Flow podcast. Get it? Remember the movie Hustle and Flow? Huddle and Flow. And he also was the guy that 4 years ago, was it, Rob? He broke the story, maybe five at this point, years ago, broke the story about Colin Kaepernick kneeling. And a good friend of ours goes back decades with us. So we'll get Steve Wyche on at the bottom of the hour. That'll be fun. But Rob, let's go to the NBA right now. And the Milwaukee Bucks are down 87-80 with about 4.5 minutes left in the game. Looks like they'll lose, which is shouldn't be surprising to anybody. But believe it or not, I don't know where you still, you and I haven't discussed this, but there were actually pundits, good friends of ours too, friends of the show, Kendrick Perkins, Ryan Hollins, Emmanuel Acho, who I debated with on Speak for Yourself today about this, who actually said, Rob, that the Bucks were better built to beat Miami without Giannis than with him.
That's so easy to say. I mean, that's, talk about prisoner of the moment.
Thank you.
And just, you know, this that kind of analysis is ridiculous.
I don't think it's analysis, right?
It's just ridiculous.
Just a hot take.
You know, where were they last year? They should have said that when they had Toronto down 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Final. Now say it then, Chris, and right. Then I would be like, okay, all right, now you're telling me something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Come on,
right.
man. The dude's about to win his second MVP at 25 years old. Stop it. It might not go together perfectly, and they need to work on some things, and he needs to improve his game in a couple of areas, Chris. But don't tell me you're better off without a talent like that.
No way.
It's
no
silly.
Way.
Silly.
I mean, and you and I have covered sports long enough.
35 years, teams, my man.
Right. To see teams go on streaks, well, it might be a game. It might be a week. Maybe
yes.
even a little longer. Last year the Yankees played well. What, 103 was it?
Yep.
Without Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton?
Yes.
I get it. Baseball's different, but does anybody really think they're better without those guys? I mean, and basketball.
And ask now. Are the Yankees better without them?
Right. No. The Raptors' record last year, Rob, was better without Kawhi than with him. I believe they were 17-2 without him, I think. And obviously they still had a good record with him, but it was a little better without him. Nobody thought they were better, and they're a good team.
Right.
But nobody,
very
I don't
good.
Care. If they get to the finals, and I guess they'd have to win it, I still wouldn't say they're better without Kawhi Leonard.
Absolutely not.
Because he fit in. It wasn't like he took away from guys. He fit in, and they won the championship.
But you know people will make that statement. They would if they were to get there. They've been good, Chris, for the last 5 years. Go look at their record when Dwayne Casey was a coach, right? They won 60 some odd games.
Yeah, they. This is just. I mean, look, what happens in pro sports for the uninitiated is that sometimes when a guy gets hurt, even if it's your best player. The other guys step up. Adrenaline.
They rally, yes.
Right, the opportunity to show them, you know, that they can ball. Like you said, they rally, Rob. We've seen it all the time.
It happens.
Yes.
It happens. And you know what?
Opponents can take you lightly, too.
Yes. They go, oh, they have number one guys out.
Right.
Oh, we got this. And then all of a sudden, and everybody on that team, Chris, was a star somewhere.
Yep.
They were Mr. Basketball in their state.
Right.
They won a state
like
championship. Right.
Yeah. It just was ridiculous that and look, we'll see. I guess there's a few minutes left. Bucks within five. I don't care if they win tonight. There's still the notion that they are better against anybody without Giannis. Is ludicrous. And if you want to say, okay, the ball's moving better, they got a little more action going on because they're not force-feeding it to one guy, you know what? Run that with Giannis. I mean,
exactly.
It wasn't working with doing the ISO and giving it to Giannis and letting him do everything. Run the same action with Giannis. Not like you can't do that. He's not a selfish player. So you got to look at the coaching staff a lot.
Which
is what's going on in Milwaukee.
And Budenholzer, Chris, didn't he have the same issue in Atlanta?
Yep. Now, they didn't have the talent like they got
Giannis.
No, but
I'm just saying,
they
had a great regular season, and in the playoffs, they were nothing. They turned to goo in the playoffs.
All right, and Rob, we've got some breaking NBA news. Here we go.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Gentlemen, Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that Oklahoma City and coach Billy Donovan are going to go their separate ways.
Wow.
His contract expired at the end of the season, and they decided to not pursue a extension. He adds that the reality of their transition towards being a rebuild made it a challenge for the two sides to find a way to continue moving forward together.
Now, that's crazy, considering
that. That's surprising.
Right? At the job he did, Chris, this year, everybody thought they had thrown the towel in.
Right.
Right.
That's surprising. That is very surprising.
It
seems like it. Presti, you know, is one of those guys that values continuity, right?
Stability.
Stability. You're not going to have a new coach every 2-3 years. That's surprising. Donovan, if I'm not mistaken, Rob G, correct me, wasn't he the coach's coach of the year? The coaches
yes.
voted him coach
That's
of
what,
the year.
Yes. The coaches
not the
did.
Media's vote. We had Nick Nurse. We were the right ones. But still, it shows that Donovan did a good job. That is really surprising. I missed you, Rob G.
I said, yes, you were correct. They were voted as coach of the year. Co-coach
co-coaches.
Along with the Bucks' Mike Budenholzer, who you just trashed 5 minutes ago.
Yes.
What? Who? Oh, by the coaches, you mean?
Budenholzer and Donovan were co-coaches of the year by the coaches.
Right.
But yeah, that's stunning. I wonder if Donovan
it's a trash talking to
stay right. I wonder if Donovan will stay in the NBA or go back to college. I think you need to stay in the NBA, right? College with the one and dones, and maybe that even ends.
And not only
it's just
that,
it's just unstable at this point.
And just what you have to do in college,
right?
Babysit. You got to go into these people's houses and beg them to come.
Yep.
You remember John McLeod, the coach who coached the Knicks and the Suns,
and the
Chris?
Nuggets. Yep.
And John McLeod went to Notre Dame, and I just remember asking him when he left the NBA to go to Notre Dame, and just he was like, "Dude, it ain't easy." You know, coaching college.
Right. Well,
that's what he said.
Guys that have coached them both say it is just so much better in the NBA because, like you said, all you have to worry about is basketball.
Yeah,
that's it. No, don't have
to
worry about
grades,
a guy going to class,
what kids are getting into.
Yes, none of that.
All of these things coming in,
boosters,
and they're messing with the women and the co-eds. It's just it's a headache.
You typically, in most cases, you get more money, and it's guaranteed. And if you're going to get fired unless you're just a great one, but a lot of them say it's worth it, you know. But yeah, so that's surprising. Surprising news. Okay, Rob, what I guess, I don't think it's surprising to you and me, but to some people it might be surprising. Jerry Jones is, shall we say, about face? Do we have sound of this, Rob G? Jerry Jones is now, remember, he was like essentially over his dead body.
Oh, but he said that you would be cut. You wouldn't play for the Cowboys
if you didn't
if
stand
you kneel
for the
down.
National
yes,
and
how
now
could you do that
in
a change in less than 2 years or whatever it is, Chris? Right.
Well, because you got no choice, right? It's just what we said. He has no choice.
This is where
but
I
to
say,
go with the players. This is where the players have power. We talked about it before.
It tells you all you need to know, and it tells you that Jerry Jones is a fraud when it comes to this situation. And I say it from Chris, if that was your conviction, seriously, and under any circumstance, and now all of a sudden you see the light, you know why you see the light? Because you don't want to be embarrassed. Imagine if Jerry made that same stance right now. What would happen, Chris? He'd be embarrassed with his players, right?
Yeah.
And then he couldn't cut the team. You going to cut all the players? What if Dak Prescott knelt down? You going to cut Dak?
Absolutely.
That's the only reason that all of a sudden he's seen the light. But I'm going to tell you the other part that bothers me. In the statement from the quote from him, he really never addressed anything, Chris. Never mentioned Black Lives Matter. Never mentioned what's going on with injustice and police brutality.
Right.
You know, it's like the situation and all that. Those words to me don't mean anything. I'm serious. The one thing I always said, I said this to you before. Even when on Undisputed, when Skip would talk about the issues and what was going on,
right,
he used to always say, white cops shooting unarmed black men. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, not the situation, not what happened, the unfortunate situation, no, say what it is.
Right. Right. I totally agree because you're right. He hasn't been specific about it.
Not at all.
Because he's trying to play both sides of the fence.
Right.
And look, people do that. I mean, he's a businessman. He knows his fan base probably doesn't agree with the players, a lot of them. And then his players are one side. So people do that. But we going to call it out for being what it is. It's right. Disingenuous.
Totally
that's,
disingenuous.
That's all it is. And, you know, you just and again, Rob, it shows the power that the players have. You and I have talked about it ad nauseum.
They've always had it, Chris.
Yes,
they just didn't
just
know
don't
it.
Use it. And Eric Trump, the son of President Donald Trump, has some position in the administration. I don't know exactly what it is. But
it's
he
called
tweeted,
nepotism.
Right. Well, there's no doubt about
nepotism
that. Nepotism is up in there. Right. All right. But he tweeted about, I just want to talk about this tweet that he put out because I think it's just a bunch of hogwash. Here's his tweet when he found out about the Cowboys.
Because basically what Jerry said was giving them a green light. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he knew they were going to do it. So here's what Eric Trump tweets. Football is officially dead. So much for America's, quote unquote, America's sport. Goodbye, NFL. I'm gone. I'm sorry. I do. If America turns on football, I would be shocked. I would absolutely be shocked. I'm not surprised them turning on basketball. I wouldn't be surprised if for whatever reason they turn on baseball. If they turn on football, I'm sorry, Rob. I don't see it. Football is so ingrained in people's lives. Sunday, you saw it in the movie Concussion. I think that's what it was called with Will Smith. When they made the little snide remark, obviously I didn't like it, but he made it, and there, you know, a lot of people say there's some truth to it. It's football has its own day. It used to be, you know, the Lord's Day, Sunday. Now it's football day. And how many people got 10, 15, 20 fantasy football teams? Americans would not know what to do without football. And so I'm going to be interested to see
there'll be some
what happens. There'll be some individuals. I don't think enough.
Yeah, there'll be
because
some.
Because they may get, you know, remember some African-Americans turned away from it when they didn't bring back Kaepernick.
They never counted that. Yeah, right. I mean, but
think it was enough to really that impact the ratings. We're only 13% of the population as it is. It wasn't a ton of blacks that turned away. But
there were some.
But I think I'll be shocked if whites in mass, in any significant number, turn away from football.
There'll be some. Yeah,
I can't imagine it being a significant number.
There'll be some. There'll be people who are.
What are they going to do?
Who are Trump supporters.
Trump supporters, but who they going to turn away from? The owners are Trump supporters.
I'm just saying there will be some who won't, but I agree. It won't be the numbers or like for him to say football's
dead.
Is officially dead. That's that narrative that they want to invoke, and they could push back all they want. It ain't going to happen in the NFL. These are not the NFL players, Chris, from 2016 that turned their back on Colin Kaepernick. I do not see that happening.
And I think the league office, because Roger Goodell, and you know, we can debate how he really feels, but I know Troy Vincent has his ear strongly. And they are doing a lot of social justice stuff at these games. Now, the owners may not want to, but they're doing a lot of it.
Can you imagine Jerry Jones
in the NBA, I don't think.
And they're going to have a Black Lives Matter in AT&T Stadium or whatever, you know, down
there. Well, it'll be interesting where that – I don't know. That'll be interesting if they do anything. It won't have it on the field like the NBA has it on the court. But
right. I'm just saying.
Yep. Rob, this is
baseball has it on the mound.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you see that all the time. It is a trash-talking Tuesday.
Black players matter. Get some back baseball players. No. I'm just saying. But go ahead. This is a what?
Trash Talking Tuesday, 877-99 on Fox. Your chance to chime in. We'll give you your 30, 45 seconds uninterrupted.
Yes.
And you could trash anyone, anything in the world of sports.
All right. Cam Newton's not the only one to bite his – or I'm sorry. Cam Newton isn't one to bite his tongue. And you won't believe what came out of his mouth this time. We'll get into that next. The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we're the Odd Couple brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. Pharmacists recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast, and you won't stink. All right, Rob, Cam Newton was on WEEI radio in Boston. I know you're on that station quite a bit as the Tom Brady hater. And he was asked this question. He was on yesterday. He was asked why, because obviously he and Bill Belichick are getting along swimmingly. They're just singing each other's praises. And he was asked why some were skeptical about how he'd fit in New England with Bill Belichick. Here's what Cam said.
Because I'm a black athlete, a quarterback that for a long time I've been unapologetic, is because I have, you know, carried myself in a way that the media hasn't gave me my just due. But yet at the same time, I do understand that, and I don't have no type of resentment towards that. I embrace who I am. I embrace the moment. I live in the moment. So I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but right. I will say this. When I came into this NFL, I believe it was Michael Vick, Donovan McNabb were the only two active black quarterbacks. And there was an image that you had to look like, you had to act a certain type of way in order to play the position.
What he said at the end about obviously when he entered the league, there weren't nearly as many black quarterbacks starting or even playing, period, as there are today. So obviously that's changed. But Rob, I was saying months before it happened, that I think the place for Cam is New England with Bill Belichick. So I was not one who was skeptical about him being able to fit in with Belichick. I thought it'd be a great fit. I thought they'd craft an offense that shows his skills rather than trying to fit a square peg into a round hole and make him be Tom Brady. So I thought it was a good fit. But there were many who obviously were skeptical. I don't believe it was because he was black. And I'll give him a pass. When he said, I'm a black athlete, I think he meant black quarterback. Because obviously you got black players that play for New England. And
he meant quarterback.
Yeah, I think he meant quarterback. So I'm not even going to address that. But I think he said it too a little bit. He said, the way I've carried myself, you know, I've been unapologetic. That's what it is. Because I can name just about every other black quarterback, and I don't think people would have those same questions about whether or not they'll get along with Bill Belichick. I mean, I don't think anybody would have said that about Pat Mahomes. I don't think they'd say that about Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott. I don't even think Lamar Jackson, certainly not his personality. Well, you know, I think if they said it about him, that'd be kind of ridiculous. But I think it's the way Cam, with the flamboyant way he dresses at the press conferences and more things like that. You know, a few years ago when he had a concussion, he was out on a scooter in traffic, you know, things like that. And I can point to a couple of white quarterbacks back in the day, Rob, who were similar personalities, who I think you might have said, if they were in this situation and went to Belichick, you might have wondered, okay, is that going to work? How about a Jim McMahon with the Bears, you know, the 85 Bears? He had, you know, was a kind of a wild personality. How about Joe Namath? You know, was that type of personality. So I think it's more, and I'm not saying Cam's wrong or it's not a fine personality to have or anything like that. I'm just saying I think that is more why people had questions. And if you want to throw in will he be healthy? But I don't think it was because he's a black quarterback.
Yeah, I think it's not a black quarterback, but I think more about being an outspoken black person, I think, is really what he's talking about. Not his skill set. Thinking maybe he might clash with the buttoned up kind of, you know,
You think that's because he's black?
No, but
I mean,
yeah, personality.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? Like,
not because he's an outspoken black person,
no,
because he's an outspoken person. Right. Yeah. Okay.
I think it has a lot to do with that. And that's what he sees himself as. So I get it. And you know, if he feels that way, I'm not going to say he shouldn't feel that way. But I think he is right. The one thing that I totally agree with him is that people have diminished a lot that he's accomplished in the NFL, and they act like, you know, like he wasn't hurt the last 2 years. That's the part that bothers me about the coverage on Cam Newton. Like he's some 40-year-old guy, Chris, like he's Josh McCown, and he's been on 11 teams and has as many touchdowns as interceptions. Like, sometimes when I hear people talk about him, this dude was a dynamic player before he was hurt. That's all. And I think he hadn't gotten that respect.
What bothers me the most is the way the officials treated him.
Right, and let because him get, he was let big him take and strong.
Right.
They felt like it was okay for him to get beat around. And I, right. and you're 100% not
because
not
cool. he might, we'll see. I mean, I'm expecting good things. But look, he's taken a heck of a lot of hits. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. He ran a lot. He took a lot of shots that no other quarterback's really taken. And so it's possible that physically he's just diminished. We'll see this year. But, you know, that is a possibility because the way the refs let him get tagged. All right, he's one of the sharpest football minds in the industry. Our man, NFL Network analyst Steve Weiss, joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation.
They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Our next guest is a friend of mine and Rob's dating back decades. He's an NFL Network analyst, co-host of the Huddle and Flow podcast. Now, his debut episode with Steve Weiss and Jim Trotter, two pillars in
two
NFL
Howard
reporting.
Guys. How about that?
It dropped today. Yes, two Howard University grads, too. The podcast dropped today. You want to check it out, Huddle and Flow. Here's our man, Steve Weiss. Steve! What's up, brother?
My guys. Yo, what's going on?
Congrats on the podcast. I love the name. That's a great name.
I was going to say, I thought me and TJ Houshmandzadeh had a good name for a podcast because I was the Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast, but I love yours.
Yeah, you know, as we hit the idea stage, it was just we're trying to figure it out. Okay, so here we are, some middle-aged Black guys who covered the NFL with more than 40 years combined history. Both went to HBCUs. How can we kind of tie all this in? And so, of course, we took it to the handful of Black people working the NFL Network, and our producer was like, boom, this works.
So that means you picked up the phone and talked to Galen Gordon, and that was it? Is that what happened?
just about. He got to approve it. But what's cool about it is, of course, we're taking it off the Hustle and Flow movie.
Right.
And, of course, the two main stars of Hustle and Flow, or two of the main stars, are Howard products as well, and Anthony Anderson and Taraji Henson. So we're doing everything we can to ride the coattails of that into success as we launch.
I love it. Now, let me ask you, what's the format? Is it just going to be you two guys talking about, what's going on in the NFL? Is it weekly, or is it going? You going to have guests, or what's going to be the format?
It'll be weekly, and we will have guests. Look, Jim and I, we can talk about anything, and that's part of it. We will have guests. We actually had Ron Rivera, from the head coach of the Washington football team, on. And, man, he got deep on his health about the sexual workplace misconduct investigations going on with the team. It was heavy. But we also talk, everything's going to be kind of NFL-centric, but we're going to have a variety of guests on. We're going to have journalist on. It's going to be a wide spectrum. We're going to have entertainers on, but we're going to talk, we want to talk issues because, as you guys know, in the podcast game, there's a million people with podcasts, but if you can hit certain issues from a certain perspective, that's what we're going to do again. Is two Black guys who've seen it all, who went to an HBCU. We're going to touch on the importance of HBCUs in athletics and then American history. We're going to touch about things going on in society, whether that ventures into politics or whatever. But we're going to hit on that. But again, the anchor is going to be the NFL. But as we know, sports and everything else mix, because if they didn't, you wouldn't have the president, saying things about athletes or NASCAR or whatever. So we know how everything is intertwined now. So we're going to touch on all of that in a way from a perspective that maybe you two guys know and you two guys share, but very few radio shows or podcasts have two peoples of color kind of spinning the wheel. And so that's what we're going to try to bring to make our show a little bit different from everybody else's.
That's great, I can't wait to check it out. Let's start here. We were talking about Jerry, the NFL and the Kaepernick. Like, Rob wrote a column about Josh McCown, 41 years old, getting this gig with the Philadelphia Eagles, and talking about how Colin Kaepernick's still not in the league. I think we talked about this with you a while ago, and you said you didn't expect him to get back in the league. But, with all the talk about Black Lives Matter, with everybody accepting players kneeling, with Roger Goodell saying, Kaepernick was right when he's talking to Emmanuel Acho. Why do you think – do owners hold a grudge against Kaepernick, though? Like, he's the one started this, and they're just going along with everything grudgingly. And how – does that have a lot to play with why he's not and probably will never get back in the league?
It's probably a lot of different reasons. First off, you have teams who just feel that he doesn't want to play anymore, right? That he has other interests, that he's not really – trying to play football. There's that thought out there. I don't buy it, but I haven't spoken to Cap, but I know his agent put together a workout for him because he wants to play football.
Thank you. Right. You know, that's my biggest thing. He would have never showed up for that, Steve, right?
Correct.
If he wasn't interested for football.
If he didn't want to play, he wouldn't have gone to that because he's got, to me, he's got a little bit high of a moral character to put people, you know, to kind of just run them in circles. Okay, so the other part is, okay, Josh McCown is doing this. Malcolm Jenkins is doing that. They're not Cap. Kaepernick is the name that's going to go down as history as starting kind of this new revolutionary movement. So some teams are like, man, if we bring him to our team, his name is so synonymous with whatever, it's just going to alienate people. Instead of thinking maybe it'll galvanize people or will bring different fans to us or new fans to us, there's a thinking that it will alienate people. So I think his name for a lot of these owners is so synonymous with taking the stick to sports thing and shoving it up everyone's noses that they just don't want to bring him in. And some coaches might be like, look, he's too big of a figure. Even if he's a backup, you might have more people talking about him. But to me, this is the time to do it because as media members, everything's on a Zoom, right? We're not in the locker rooms. We're not banging on that. This is the moment to do this. When we're kind of hands off and teams can really dictate the terms, they don't have to let us talk to him. These teams in every sport now are choosing who they put in front of that Zoom lens for us to question. Whereas in a locker room, we get to talk to everybody. It's shooting fish in a barrel. So if it's going to happen, this would be the best time to do it if you're worried about that type of optics. But again, we're seeing it's not happening, and we all know why, and it's ownership more than anything.
Hey, Steve, real quick, Jerry Jones kind of gave the green light. He understands he can't win this fight. It wasn't too long ago he said if anybody kneeled, they wouldn't be wearing a Cowboys uniform. What do you make? Jerry hasn't been, hasn't mentioned Black Lives Matter, really hasn't verbally talked about injustice or brutality. What do you make of Jerry caving? He really had no choice, right?
Well, first off, my thing is, you know, we like to point at Jerry because he likes to put himself out there, but he ain't the only owner. I mean, how many other owners have you heard come out saying something?
No, the only one is the one in Philly, right?
Correct. And, well, Jed York of the 49ers has been very awesome. But so as much as, you know, Jerry is a lightning rod, let's not say he's singing solo out here. He's part of the choir. Okay, but because he was so steadfast before and you have to toe the line or else there's going to be issues, I don't know how much he's backed off of because every message he sends is, okay, we're going to be unified as a team in what we do, but I hope our players respect some of the fans' point of view as well. And I get that. I mean, I think players understand all of that, but they are not doing to understand the fans' point of view. They're trying to take the fans a certain point of view and heighten their awareness to some of their points of views. So that's a difficult line for a lot of people to walk. But at the same time, for him to just say, I hope they understand our fans' points of view. Hey, players have understood their point of views forever. Okay, things are changing. I mean, you know, as black people, we've had to understand a certain point of view to navigate through life forever.
Right.
So now I think what the players are trying to do is just take a look at our point of view a little bit. And maybe we can bring this thing together instead of being a polar opposite end of the spectrum.
All right, that's Steve Weiss, NFL Network analyst. Make sure you check out his new podcast along with Jim Trotter, Huddle and Flow. I know it's going to be a great one. Just debuted today. All right, Steve, great stuff, man. Good luck with the podcast.
Hey, appreciate you guys. All the best, my brothers.
You too. All right, brother. Peace. All right, disgruntled sports fan, this next segment's for you. Trash Talking Tuesdays next. Fox Sports Radio, the iCouple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to get what you need when you need it. With their free same-day pickup, you can place your order online, grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations. In-store, curbside, visit AutoZone.com today. Start your job fast, getting this on auto time. It's time for Trash Talk.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
You know, because of the holiday, my Trash Talking Tuesday on Deadspin, Chris,
what?
We'll be out tomorrow on Wednesday. It's all good.
Right,
all
can't right. Wait to see it.
877-99 on Fox is the number. Let's just kick it off with Leo in New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Well, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to trash my Uncle Rob.
What?
Yes, because lately you've been off. We've been looking for, you know, the jokey Rob Parker. We want the bad jokes, the silly jokes. We didn't get that until yesterday when Jonas was there and Chris wasn't. I hope you listened to the show, Chris, because he was out there kicking, jingling with Jonas, trashing the Lakers and all. So, Rob Parker, I got to trash you.
We won the old Lakers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That was the first segment.
I believe it.
All right, exactly. Leo.
Every time Jonas is there, that's only that.
I'm trying to keep the show on the rails. That's all. Trying to keep the show on the rails, Leo. I appreciate it. Thank you, though, for trashing me. I'm all right. Michael and Cincy, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
What's going on, fellas? But I got to trash my man, Chris Broussard. GW from Cincinnati, nothing but respect, but I'm trashing all of y'all who's trying to poo-poo my man Carson Wentz. Look, Chris, I remember, I want to say, probably about a year or so ago, when you was over here hooting and hollering about Dak won two out of the last 3 years of the NFC East. But now, when Carson Wentz do it, it's a who cares? Last time I checked, the Cowboys, they haven't made it to the Super Bowl in how many years? And they hang on to these division titles like it's the Super Bowl. Stop it! And second off, it's crazy how everybody's saying he's injury prone. Okay, let's be all the way honest. How do you stop somebody from tackling you, from hitting you from the back of the head? He only missed 8 games, or I want to say 9 games, in 5 years. Like, this injury prone thing, it's beyond me. Like, I don't get where y'all getting all these missed games. And then the last thing about Nick Foles, I love Nick Foles. But, like, let's be all the way real, fellas. He had a very, very lucky run to win that Super Bowl from the Falcons game all the way to the Super Bowl when he went against Tom Brady. But that's all I got, fellas.
All right. That's strong, all right. Michael. Not poo, bad.
Poo, not really, but it was strong. We'll let you have your
Tony
we'll
in
you L.A.
You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Tony, who you trashing?
What's up, fellas? What up, Chris? What's up, Rob?
What's up, man?
Hey, with the NFL season fastly approaching, it's only right for me to tell you and the American people why you should not trust Patrick Mahomes. I know he signed a $500 million contract. I know he bought a stake in the Kansas City Royals, but something happened the night of the Super Bowl, Rob Parker. He didn't go to Disneyland. He went back to his hotel room, and guess what happened? His girlfriend, who's now his fiance, said, "Baby, I'm excited. You won the Super Bowl MVP trophy, the same one that Julian Edelman won the year before." She said, "I want to play football." He said, "Okay." She said, "I'm going to play center." And then she uttered the words that every man wants to hear. "I want you, Patrick, to run the quarterback sneak." She said, "Do it on three." She said, "One, two, three." She looked behind her and saw him on the ground. She said, "Baby, what are you doing down there?" He said, "I dislocated my knee. Get my phone and call Carson Wentz and tell him to bring that ambulance that's parked in his driveway and come pick me up. Help, I'm falling and I can't get up."
What? Wow. David in Lincoln, Nebraska.
That brother got an imagination.
Wow. Man. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, David?
But you want me to follow that?
Okay. No, go ahead. Do your best, David. Go ahead. Who
look,
you trashing?
Man, I'm trashing that chump Novak Djokovic. Look, man, ooh. I'm so sick of these guys. Act these privileged, spoiled, rich dudes that think they can act however they want without any consequences. I know maybe it's funny to some people. He hit the woman with the ball, whatever. That could have hit her in the eye.
Yes.
That could have hit her in the nose and broke her nose, something like that. And I see this in golf a lot too, fellas, where, you know, these guys out there slamming their clubs onto their bag or throwing their club or just walking around dropping F-bombs whenever they want. You're professional athletes. Act like I can't go to work and just start dropping F-bombs if I'm having a bad day or start throwing stuff around my shop. You know what I'm saying? So good on the U.S. Open for kicking this guy out of the tournament, but bad on the WTA. What, a $10,000 fine to Novak Djokovic? Come on, man. Somebody step up, act like you got a pair, and ban this dude for
good job.
Next year's worth of majors.
Good call.
Good job, everybody.
Yeah,
good job.
Very good. Very good. Tony is out there.
Yes.
He got an imagine. He needs to be writing short stories or something like that.
Tony's creative. He's really good on Twitter,
creative.
Too. He's creative.
He creative.
Very creative.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We're back the rest of the week. Keep it locked. Download, subscribe to the podcast. Give us 5 stars. Leave a comment. See you guys tomorrow. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.